The gender gap is closing at NASA, now with 18,000 civilian employees, 6,000 of whom are women.
Girls and women are completely capable of being in technical fields. If anything, I'm proof that we can be.
Dr. Mamta Patel Nagaraja is a young woman, an aerospace engineer, who actually taught space shuttle astronauts and was a flight controller in Mission Control, who now heads up the Women at NASA project. And she is reaching out to middle school girls with encouragement and some rare opportunities.
The Women at NASA program came out of the presidential executive order establishing the White House Council on Women and Girls, and that was in 2009. And so by 2011, NASA had established this new program called Women at NASA. And the whole purpose was to use the stories of our own women, our own workforce who have created successful careers in these technical fields where women are underrepresented, and to use those stories and channel them into classrooms and among young girls to give them examples of people who look like them in these technical fields, that engineering is actually for both men and women, and it's not just a field where men are working, that it is a field where women and men are working. And we need both genders in there because we think differently, and it's us working together that can really reach the goals.
There's nothing wrong with our being different, is there?
No, and I think there's everything right with our being different. So, for example, in school, when I was in college, one of the things that our professors mandated is that we worked in teams. Now, we could often pick our own teams, and what generally happened is there were more males than females, so there would be three males and then one female, typically speaking. And I remember that the males, my classmates wanted me on their team, and a few of the reasons were what I brought to the team besides intelligence was teamwork. So whereas they were more interested in what the individual aspect that they were assigned to, I was interested that the whole team achieved the overall goal. So that was one reason they wanted me to be there. And then in other ways, I thought of details also. It was very organized, whereas they were concerned with only their single part. They weren't really thinking about the whole project or if everyone met their individual goals to meet the team goal. And so I would be very organized. Men can see 3D spatial much easier than women in general, stereotypically speaking. There's obviously exceptions to the rule. Depth perception is better for them, but we see things on paper better. We can understand, we can grasp a sentence and a concept sometimes better than males can.
You're going to talk about the critical middle school years. What is it that you offer to young women of these ages, and why do you want to reach them at that time?
That's a great question. So we have two programs with women at NASA. And the first is called NASA Girls, NASA Giving Initiative and Relevance to Learning Science. And we piloted this program this past summer. And basically the program offers young girls in the middle school ages from grades 5 through 8 to have a personal relationship, a one-on-one mentorship with a woman at NASA anywhere across the country at our different centers. And they do 5 weeks of lessons in the STEM fields, and they talk about, you know, just math and science and how it can be related to the real world. How do we actually use this abstract math the girls are learning in school to make a suit for the engineers, for example, or to calculate the amount of oxygen that the astronaut needs when he or she is outside in space? And then we also offer the Aspire to Inspire program, which is a completely online program where girls can watch, girls or guys, to be honest, any student, can watch these videos that try to explain what science, technology, engineering, and math is with NASA as the backdrop.
For more information on the two free online programs aimed at middle school girls, go to women.nasa.gov. Dr. Nagaraja is one of 22 women in science leaders who are speaking at the first Women in Technology Conference at the Greater Richmond Convention Center beginning Friday. There is more information at www.richtech.com. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.